This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
What about the cheat sheet?
Oh, Joel, I almost forgot to ask. Were you tuned into the men's room yesterday to check out the cheat sheet at 5:40?
No, I missed it.
That's
Look
okay.
Look at that, Steve. A level playing field for you.
I like that. Man of integrity.
All right, Steve, out the door you go.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the nursery rhyme, who had a farm with a dog named Bingo?
Oh. Old MacDonald?
That's correct. The first commercially issued film soundtrack was for what Disney movie?
Pass.
Which classic rock band had the albums Quadrophenia and My Generation?
The Who.
Correct. What is the strongest bone in the human body?
The spine?
No.
The femur.
Correct. The umbrella was invented in which Asian country?
Tokyo?
No.
China?
Correct. The first day of spring falls on which day of the week this year?
Pass.
The Ice Bucket Challenge supported the fight against which disease?
Breast cancer.
No. Joel, you got 4 correct.
Oh, did you ever do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did do that.
Oh, yeah. That was cold.
Back in 2014, I believe it was. Wow. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Joel, I would recommend next time listen to that cheat sheet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Miggs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In the nursery rhyme, who had a farm with a dog named Bingo?
Bluey.
No.
Old MacDonald.
Correct. The first commercially issued film soundtrack was for what Disney movie?
I'm going Lion King.
No.
Cinderella.
No.
Frozen.
No. Which classic rock band had the albums Quadrophenia and My Generation?
The Who.
Correct. What is the strongest bone in the human body?
That would be...
Okay.
The fibula?
Nope.
The femur?
Correct. The umbrella was invented in which Asian country?
Japan.
No.
China.
That is right. The first day of spring falls on which day of the week this year?
I don't know. Today's Thursday.
That is the right answer, Steve. The Ice Bucket Challenge supported the fight against which disease?
Lou Gehrig's disease,
yes.
ALS.
Which continent is the windiest on Earth?
I'm going to go North America.
No.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. Which actor played Batman in the 1992 movie Batman Returns?
Christian Bale?
No.
George Clooney?
No.
Val Kilmer?
No.
Damn
what
it.
Is the state bird of Washington?
Eagle.
No.
Cockatoo.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Parrot.
No, but Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Joel.
That's okay.
Yep,
that's
all next right. time, man.
It'll bounce back.
You both did not know that the first commercially issued film soundtrack was for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
I went Cinderella. I should have just went with Snow White next.
Batman in 1992, it was Michael Keaton. And the state bird of Washington is the mighty goldfinch.
Is it really?
Yes, the American goldfinch.
The goldfinch?
Yes.
Why don't we have a sports team called the Goldfinches?
We should.
Because it kind of sounds stupid, probably.
Maybe it's a very tough bird. I don't know.
You're a Seattle Goldfinches.
I like it.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I'd buy a shirt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.